Hello, my name is Woody. This is Change in the House of Pods, a podcast about Deftones. This episode marks the beginning of season two, where you will hear me talk about Deftones with some wonderful and interesting people, including Rick Cossack, who you might know from Jackass or Big Brother, the skateboarding magazine. Rick is the photographer who shot the cover for Around the Fur, which Revolver called one of the greatest metal covers ever. I talked to Deftones fans like Jeremy Bohm from Touche Amore, Christian Castillo from Gulch, and my new BFF, Danielle Parsons, an amazing photographer and an even more amazing person. Speaking of Revolver, welcome to those of you who learned about the Change Pod from the article I wrote about Season 1 that came out earlier this week. Please check out all the episodes from Season 1, by the way, not just the ones with Chino and Braun from Mastodon. Cyrus King's story is going to blow your mind, okay? Have a listen. Next week, Fred Crochel will be my guest. Fred was the GM at Maverick back in the day, and there's a super cool black and white photo of him with the guys that I'll post to my Instagram. It's Fred, Darren Eggleston, who joined me on Season 1, another episode you should definitely listen to, and Deftones, having drinks at the Beverly Hilton Hotel on a Friday afternoon. And by the look on Chino's face, the drinks were delicious. I'm at Woodbra on Instagram and Twitter, W-O-O-D-B-R-U-H, if you want to see the photo. Change in the House of Pods is on Spotify, Apple Pods, Google, Omni, iHeart, TuneIn. Please follow, subscribe, rate it, share it with your friends. I appreciate it. Today, my guest is Josh Carter of Fantagram. In case you missed it, although I doubt you did, last year Deftones celebrated the 20th anniversary of White Pony with a reissue and a remix album, Black Stallion. For a band that rarely looks back, this was, in my mind, the perfect way to commemorate their magnum opus, tasking 11 artists with reinterpreting the classics, both reflective and forward-thinking. And all in all, the music? Chef's kiss. I loved it. And without a doubt, my favorite Black Stallion track was the Fantagram remix of Street Carp. I've been a Fantagram fan for a decade now, so I am beyond humbled and grateful to share this conversation with you. Josh and I are going to talk about when he got into Deftones, if he thinks Chino will ever rap again, which is strangely important to me, like really, really important to me, and because Outkast is the greatest rap duo in history and Fantagram did Big Grams with Big Boy, I had to ask Josh to tell me some nice things about Big Boy from Outkast, because, well, you know, I'm cooler than a polar bear's toenails. And spoiler alert, we can expect another collaboration with Chino and Fantagram, which is cool as hell. Pump that into my veins. Speaking of collabs and rap, I'm a big fan of the song Chino did with Trippy Red, Geronimo, and I love the other songs Trippy did too, Leaders, where he pays homage to the Pink Maggot chorus. Just great. But let's get into it. My conversation with Joshua Carter from Fantagram begins with the question, how did Fantagram come to remix Street Carp?
Trying to think exactly how it happened. That's a good question, because I've been in touch with Chino, and I think maybe it came through my management, and because Deftones asked us if we would do one, or asked me if I would do it, and obviously I said yes, because I've been a big Deftones fan since I was like 16 years old or so, so it was obviously, I wanted to do it. And White Pony is one of my favorite albums. So yeah. And I'm not sure like how I became friends with Chino, whether it was after that or before it, or it's hard to remember, but yeah.
So what happened then? Like, you're going to get to do this remix. Do you like get to pick the song? Do they ask you to do a particular song, or like, how did it happen from there?
Yeah. He said that they had, so maybe it was through Chino. I don't know. I don't know all the details, but he sent me a text saying that he had like a few more songs left and Street Carp was one of them. I was like, yeah, I want that one. So I chose it and I flipped it and just kind of wanted to take a different approach to the song. And yeah, I'm pretty happy with how it came out.
Yeah, you decided to turn like a chainsaw into this like Knight Rider, like sexy bop. It's so cool. Like, that's one of my favorite part about the remix album is that you artists made your interpretation of the song. Like, you didn't just, I don't know, I guess when I think of remixes, I think of like late 90s rap songs with like an extra verse or a new rapper put on there and some different or something, you know what I mean? So like, right. This was like a more of a reimagining of the song. Like, what compelled you to move in that direction?
Exactly. Well, I started just with his vocals, and I just wanted to, like, I didn't want anything else because I knew the song. I've heard the song a million times. So I just wanted the vocals, and then I was kind of tinkering around with my synths and seeing what key it was in. And, you know, like, I love Chino's voice and how, like, kind of tragic and romantic it sounds. And I thought that it would be really cool to make it, like, airy and spacious and kind of eerie. And, that's the direction I went with, you know.
So did they, like, send you, did he send you then, like, some raw files, like some original recordings?
Yeah, he sent me stems, they're called. So stems are, you know, vocal parts and then guitars, drums, bass, etc. So I just chose, when I was bringing the files into my recording system here, I just chose the vocals and went with that. I didn't want to mess with anything else. And I wanted to, you know, because, like, and I love like Square Pusher and groups like that, Aphex Twin and stuff, but I wanted it to sound like a song, you know, and not just like a glitchy, bleeped out type of remix, you know, where you're just taking chunks and just kind of freaking it out and stuff. I wanted it to feel like a brand new song in a way. So that's what I tried to do.
I think you achieved that. Yeah, you definitely. It's like, I guess my only complaint is that it isn't longer. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I could have just kept going with it, because you did add little elements throughout, and then of course, you know, as the song progressed. But then of course, Sarah's voice.
Yeah.
How did you come up with what she was? How did that happen? How did what she added to the record happen?
That was her. I mean, I sent it to Chino. He's like, I love it. He's like, what if we got Sarah to sing on it? I was like, hell yeah. I mean, you know, it wouldn't be a Fantagram remix proper without Sarah, you know? So I sent it to her and I just told her to fuck around with it. And that's what she came up with. You know, I can't take any credit for her harmonies or anything, but you know, so she came up with that, and then I just kind of chose what should stay in and what should, you know, not be in the song. Like, I'm drawing a blank here, but I did take some of the vocals from the original song out. I think it's like more the yelling stuff, that I took out, but because I didn't really find a place for it.
Chino and Sarah, just like, their voices complement each other so well. Had that ever happened before? Have they ever done a track, or have you guys ever done a track, a collab with Chino before?
No, but we want to now. You know, like, I definitely think that we should have a proper Fantagram Deftones track, or Fantagram and Chino track. We'll do it.
Dude, that would be so dope. That would be ill. I love that part of Deftones. Obviously they're very groovy, and they have like a lot of hip hop elements to their sound. And that collaboration of you guys, that gives me goosebumps, to be honest with you. That would be so sick. And you guys, so you've been a fan for, like, since you were 16, you said?
Yeah, about that. I remember a friend of mine, we were on a school, like a field trip at school. So we're on the bus, and a friend of mine on his CD player, he let me borrow Around the Fur. And I was like, whoa, this is fucking awesome. I love this shit. You know, I grew up listening to all kinds of music. I definitely went through a metal phase and a punk rock phase and a hip hop phase, but always loved all different kinds of music. And I just thought that, like, Deftones just had their, and still do have their own unique sound. You know, they don't sound to me like a, you know, a stereotypical, like, metal band or anything like that, or like, they just have their own sound. That's what I love about them. And also, that's kind of like a huge influence on Fantagram, is like we set out to not really be pigeonholed. And I think like Deftones are the same kind of band. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're the kind of band that like, I just think a lot of people like, whether or not you like metal, whether or not you like hip hop or alternative or whatever, they're just, or electronic too, you know, like with White Pony, they started really exploring that avenue, you know, and that's what makes them a special band. And Chino's voice just takes it to a whole different level. You know, I was having a conversation with him probably a month ago or so. And I told him, cause we were talking about like maybe working on a track together. I was like, when I first heard you sing, I always thought it sounded like you recorded your vocals to a backwards track and then replayed the vocals and listened to them in reverse and then learned how to sing it in reverse. Like his whole approach to singing, I just find so unique. You know what I mean? He's like, nah, man, I never did that. But, you know, he just like, he likes to explore different territories and take a different approach to how he sings.
Is that something that people do? Like put a, like turn a track and like flip it in reverse and try to create.
Missy Elliott.
I walked into that one.
No. Well, I mean, obviously I'm not trying to give out too many secrets or anything, but I do that, you know, I think about it more than I actually do it though. But I don't think it's a very common thing to do. You know, it just takes a special kind of mind to come up with melodies like that, you know.
Do you remember when you were getting into Around the Fur? Was that the latest album that they had dropped, or was White Pony out already?
No, it was I'm not trying to reveal my age too much, but I'm pretty sure it was the album, their newest album.
You know,
I had not heard Adrenaline or anything like that. And I had never even heard of the Deftones.
Sure.
Until that day. But I remember buying White Pony like the day it came out.
Yeah.
And I think I was 18 or so. And that was like, that album was in my CD player in my car for a year straight, man. Definitely that album is like one of those, I don't know the right word, but like maybe like Desert Island kind of albums, or like one of the most important albums for me. Like it's right up there with like, I mean, White Pony, OK Computer, Dark Side of the Moon, Sergeant Pepper. Like it's up there with
shit.
With, you know.
Wow. What were the songs that connected with you because that's really cool that you got to like experience White Pony coming out and like the,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like that's I feel like an important time both for the band and for a lot of fans. So what hit you off of that album?
I don't know. Like it was just a lot of things. I remember like I was in a new relationship. It was like my very first real girlfriend and I had just graduated high school and there was just a lot of, you know, different feelings associated with even listening that album, like exterior feelings. And I don't know if there was a particular song in general, because I think that like, you know, I could just listen to the whole album from front to back over and over again. I liked it that much. I mean, I'm trying to think, you know, I'm really bad with song names, which sounds kind of bad, especially being a professional musician. I don't remember our song names half the time because I, you know, I'm always changing the names before they come out. But let me just see here.
Yeah.
So I don't mix up any albums. But yeah, obviously Change is, I mean, that was a great song. It was a really cool music video. I remember back when music videos were on television. I don't know what kind of music you listen to other than the Deftones, but you know, like, do you like Radiohead at all?
Sure. Yeah.
So Kid A is an album where you press play, and as soon as it starts, you hear that keyboard riff. It's like do 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 do, and you know you're in here. Here we go, and yeah. This is one of those albums where you just press play, yeah, and it's over.
You just know? Off and running, right? Were you making music at the time of this album coming out?
I had just started making music, so. Around the age of 18, I got a 4-track, and I taught myself how to play the drums, and then I joined a metal band. So I was playing drums in like a death metal band.
Awesome.
And I taught myself how to play guitar and a little piano. And on my own, I was just trying to write songs and experimenting with sounds in general. And around my late teens is when I started making music.
Wow. That's crazy. That seems like late.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people get an earlier start in life. I mean, I was raised in a very musical family, though. My mother and sister both played piano growing up, and my dad and my brother both played guitar. And so it was always around me, but I was just more interested in like skateboarding. And stuff. So I just didn't really have the urge, but then it hit me really quick and soon kind of like started consuming my life, you know.
Yeah. Were you how heavy of a Deftones fan, like how heavy did it get for you? You said you were a skateboarder. Obviously Deftones were known mm-hmm. as sort of a lifestyle, like right, like they had an image, and it was really appealing to kids who were skating and stuff like that. Were you into them on that level too?
I mean, I would listen to them. A buddy of mine had a mini ramp in his backyard, so we would blast the Deftones a lot while skating. They're great. I mean, it's great music to skate to. That's also another for me, kind of like a good indicator of like certain music that I think is in the right direction for my ears, is if like it's fun to skateboard too, you know. And I guess maybe like they dressed kind of like skateboardy, like wearing Vans and kind of baggy pants and stuff. But I don't really think I paid too much attention to how they looked, you know. Half the time, I don't know what most bands look like.
You know, that's what's up. That's cool. So, did you with I think most Deftones fans, every time an album drops, you gotta check it out. Did any of the other ones sort of connect with you the way the first couple like hit you?
Yeah, man. The one, I think it's self-titled, the one with the skull and the roses.
Yeah,
all over it. I really love that album. In fact, I bought that T-shirt too that I proudly wore a lot. It was like the same image of the album cover.
That's cool as hell.
Yeah, I wish I still had it. I really like their new album, by the way. I think it's awesome. And then I remember Saturday Night Wrist. I liked a lot. Yeah, I mean, I've been a fan of Deftones for a long time. Sadly to say, I think my creating my own music has led me to be a bit more too, like, I guess, self-involved, that I haven't paid as much attention to like most other music, really, except for the music that I'm making. But I definitely have checked out, you know, and listen and like all their other stuff for sure. And really, their new album's fucking great. And the artwork, I'm looking at the artwork as we speak, and it's really cool. I want to know who designed it.
The production on the latest album, Ohms.
Yeah.
It's really singular in their catalog. It's mm-hmm. it's got this interesting, like lo-fi retro futuristic sound. I don't know. How would you describe what the quality of sound that you're hearing in the production? What, like from your ears, what is it?
On the new album?
Yeah.
Shit, man. I mean, I had never really That's a tricky question for me to answer. That's a put me on the spot record. I can't answer that question.
That's okay. So, it was like about 7 months ago, I think, that Sarah posted that she was, I think on Instagram, that she was recording vocals for a remix for one of her favorite bands.
Yeah.
I'm sort of assuming that that was probably, it was the Street Carp remix that she was talking about.
It probably was.
So
we have other shit cooking.
So. You do have some other shit cooking. Do you want to talk about some other shit that you got cooking?
I can't. All right. That was about the Street Carp remix.
So like what kind of conversations then as like have you guys had about Deftones? If you guys were both OG fans, like.
Yeah. I mean, general conversations that we have together are like, holy shit, I can't believe we're doing this. You know, like, and we still, we've become a pretty established band over the years. And we still look at each other and we're like, what? We're doing this? Like, this is what we get to do. Like, you're singing on the same fucking track as Chino. You know, do you realize this? You know, and like, we constantly have those, you know, am I dreaming moments or like pinch me? Cause like, this is crazy. And it's just a reminder that like, that I guess we're doing something right musically. If other people want other people that we really love, want to work with us, you know? So yeah, I guess that was more like the conversation, like, holy shit, man, this is cool. You know?
That's so sick. And you're just exchanging texts with the dude. You get to shoot him a message and say like, yo, I thought this is how you were doing what you're doing. Like you get to exchange, you know him on a personal level. Do you?
I FaceTime with him, which is crazy. You know, like we'll stay, like we've had a few nights where I'm out in my studio here and he's at his home studio and we're just playing shit back and forth. We've traded some musical ideas back and forth through email and shit. And we just kind of vibe out and talk ideas, you know, talk Deftones and Fanagram and Crosses and shit like that and Big Grams. And, you know, he's a cool guy.
Really, that's really cool guy. Have you ever asked him why, like, if he ever like just raps on his, like if he gets really drunk and raps, cause that's what I do. That's when the bars tend to come out when I, cause he doesn't rap and I know he's got that in his toolkit, right? He doesn't
No, he totally does. Yeah. I mean, he's like, I've, you know, even just talked to him and he'll be like, you know, like start spitting some lines, like more like jokingly, but you know, I know it's in him for sure.
I think if you can, and this is not my place at all to suggest this, but it would be fun to get him to rap over one of your beats. That would be.
Hell yeah, man.
On what degree of unlikely do you think that is? 100%, 99% unlikely to see a Chino rap again?
Dude, I don't know. I think anything's possible. I'm not going to like say that that's not possible.
Well, the onus is on you now. this has been a real treat to get to talk to you. But I would be like blowing an opportunity if I didn't ask you to tell me something amazing about Big Boy. Cause he's half of one of the greatest rap duos ever.
Of all time.
What's something dope about Big Boy?
Big Boy is, okay, what's something dope about him? He is a really good person. He's a really good person, and he's a very hard worker. He cares about people, you know? He has a big heart. He's mega fucking talented, and, you know, he's funny as shit, too. So, like, we laugh a lot when we're at the studio together. He's great. He's a great dude.
That's really cool. I didn't imagine. I mean, I'm sure he's a nice dude, but I didn't imagine him being like a really funny guy. So that's kind of cool. And he's got owls. Funny. I guess he's got owls. So you got to have a sense of humor if you've got owls, right?
Yeah, he does have owls, man. Yeah, he's got owls and he has this like crazy cat. I forget what kind of cat it is. It's legal though. Don't worry. It's not like he doesn't own like a fucking tiger or some shit, you know.
Oh, that's too much. That's cool as hell. Well, the way I like to wrap up every conversation is with a request for a recommendation. This is based on something that Chino said on a podcast, that he only tweets out like links to songs that he likes because he thinks that's the coolest thing that somebody could get from him on social media, is for him to put them onto something. Typically, I ask for three things, but even one would be dope. Put me onto something dope.
Put you onto something dope. All right. Let's see here.
It could be music. It can be literally anything that you like. Old or new.
Well, old or new. I mean, I'm trying to think of like, see, I don't know what you know. So, I mean, I really like this band Idols. I don't know if you listen to them at all. Let's see. Do you like, okay. Do you know the band Y with a question mark?
No.
Check out their music. They're fucking awesome.
Why?
They're great.
With a question mark. All
right. W-H-Y question mark.
All
right. And like, they're really experimental. You know, my friend Yoni fronts the group, and like, super underrated, very interesting band, based out of Ohio. I would start by, I mean, you could start anywhere, but it's kind of a mix. Like, he raps and he sings, and like, it's kind of folky, but and experimental, but it's not like corny. It's doesn't like, because I know how that sounds. It sounds like it could be corny, but it's really cool music. So check out Y.
Josh motherfucking Carter from Fantagram. Can I say that? How cool is that guy? I love how he compared White Pony to Kid A. Like, from the opening notes, you knew you were going for a ride, a fully immersive experience. So true. I wish I'd asked him a few more questions about the self-titled. He seemed to really love that album, and it's no secret, I do too. Eventually this season, you'll hear me try to rank my favorites, but not today. I had no clue Josh was in a metal band. How rad is that? Also, let's talk about Chino rapping. That was a pregnant pause before Josh answered that question. Did he think Chino was ever going to rap again? I'm telling you, man, if Chino raps on a Fantagram beat, I'm going streaking through the quad. You know what I mean? Ass out. Huge thank you to Josh for taking the time to speak with me. If I was a big fan of Fantagram before, I'm an even bigger fan now. I cannot wait to hear what he and Sarah have been working on. Thank you, Josh. Next week, you'll hear my conversation with Fred Crochel. As I mentioned previously, Fred worked at Maverick. He's worked with a ton of cool people, but he was so emphatic when he talked about Maverick. He told me it was really a family there. He said the Deftones dudes loved his wife's cooking, watched the Super Bowl at his house. Some really cool stuff next week. Please like, subscribe, follow. If you're listening on Apple Pods, throw a review on there. I love getting the feedback, and I love connecting with other Deftones fans. So hit me up on Instagram and Twitter. I would be stoked to talk to you. My name is Woody. I hope you enjoyed the first episode of Season 2. Thank you for listening to Deftones, and thank you for listening to Change in the House of Pods.